Toronto. Peter Nygaard testified Tuesday that he had nothing to hide. During his 11-hour interview with a Toronto police detective in October 2021, but could not recall several details of that conversation when questioned about them in court. Under cross-examination by the Crown, the former fashion mogul said he didn't remember the detective playing a video clip for him that showed one of the five complainants in the trial who have accused Nygaard of sexual assault. Nygaard also said he could not recall the detective asking him about another woman who may have been present at his company's Toronto headquarters when he allegedly sexually assaulted the complainant there in the early 2000s. "I remember bits and pieces, but I can't put it all together," Nygaard said of that part of the police interview. He testified that he had spoken with his lawyer before the police interview, and that he felt comfortable talking to the detective. "I went in there to cooperate with them fully. I had nothing to hide," Nygaard said in court. The 82-year-old founder of a now-defunct women's fashion company has pleaded not guilty to five counts of sexual assault and one count of forcible confinement in alleged incidents ranging from the 1980s to mid-2000s. Multiple complainants in the trial have alleged they were taken to Nygaard's Toronto headquarters under pretenses ranging from tours to job interviews, with encounters ending in a top-floor bedroom suite where they allege they were sexually assaulted. Nygaard denied those allegations as he testified in his own defense last week. He told the jury that he has never done the things the five complainants in the trial have accused him of, nor would he engage in such behavior. Tuesday's cross-examination was tense at times as Crown attorney Neville Golwalla zeroed in on certain statements from Nygaard's previous testimony, or expressed incredulity at Nygaard's inability to directly answer some of his questions. Nygaard appeared frustrated by what he said was Golwalla asking him the same question many times and at one point said to the Crown attorney, "You seem to want to trap me into some type of statements." Golwalla replied that he wasn't trying to trap him. "I'm allowed to ask you questions," he said. When Golwalla asked Nygaard if he remembered the detective asking him about one of the girlfriends he had at the time of the complainant's alleged sexual assault in the early 2000s, Nygaard said he might have, but didn't quite recall. Asked whether the detective had told him about the complainant's allegation that she had been forced into group sex by Nygaard around 2004 or 2005, Nygaard replied, "As I'm sitting here right now, I don't remember." The Crown attorney referred Nygaard to the transcript of his interview with the detective several times to refresh his memory. "You had 2 years and 10 days to think about it," Golwalla said, referring to the complainant's allegations, as they were presented to Nygaard by the detective during the interview. "I haven't had much of a chance to think about the details of this, no," Nygaard said. "Because I never knew what, of all those statements that, the detective, put forward, I was actually going to be charged with." Nygaard was also asked about his previous testimony that a suspicious fire destroyed paper records at his Winnipeg building roughly 10 days before his interview with Toronto police in 2021. Nygaard told the jury that the building was under receivership at the time of the fire and that no one from his company had control of the facility. The Crown attorney said there's no reference to the Winnipeg fire in the transcript of Nygaard's interview with the police officer. "I was answering his questions," Nygaard said of the detective's inquiries. "I was very frank and honest with him." The trial continues Wednesday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 31, 2023. Sonia Puzich, The Canadian Press.